Hello again, this is HP Boost for Appropriately Awkward. I wanted to talk to you about an article that I read that I was going to write something about, but I decided why not make an audio recording. And it's about popcorn. Popcorn is one of my favorite snacks. I eat it all the time, and I actually have a bowl which is specifically designed so that you just put popcorn kernels in it without anything and you can pop them in your microwave. So it's a little healthier that way. I'm not having to add oil, butter, etc. But I can if I want to. This article is talking about the health benefits of popcorn that we're just finding out that we didn't know. One thing that a lot of people know by now is that popcorn is whole grain, which is kind of a no-brainer. How can you have a popcorn kernel that isn't whole grain? I would be frightened the day that comes out. What I'm reading is that the hull of the kernel, the shell, the part that you pick out of your teeth after you've eaten a bowl of popcorn because it just bugs the crap out of you, is where the polyphenols are. Polyphenols are antioxidants that prevent damage to cells and also have disease-fighting properties. The types of diseases would be cancer, diabetes, and then other cardiovascular and neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, because of its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory activity. So that's something that I didn't know about it. But again, this is only in the kernel, not in the white fluffy part. It also has a lot of insoluble fiber, and it's not broken down very well, the shell. So whether or not we actually absorb all of those is kind of up for debate. And the other thing is, typically when people are eating popcorn, they're having, buttered popcorn at the movie theater, or they're dumping salt all over it. And so a serving of popcorn, instead of having, 150 calories for a bowl of just plain popcorn, has like 650 calories because it's a movie theater jumbo bag of buttered popcorn that they're going to go get a refill on, and then they're having their non-diet Coke or even the diet Coke with them. That's, either adding more calories or just bad for your health in general because of acidity and carbonated beverages and how bad artificial sweeteners are for you. So what I was wondering is whether you guys think it's believable that popcorn has all of these added benefits that we didn't know about, and we can actually absorb all of these nutrients, or you're questioning either the accuracy of these claims or whether we can even absorb all of these nutrients since they're in the shell of the kernel. So let me know in comments.